That you? Yo, where you at?
Real talk, the phone call got me bugging out. I jumped out the bed, grabbed the keys, now I'm out. Before I get to the scenes and the parts and the screams in the dark, let me explain how the story starts. It was a long day, I was dealing with bosses, feeling exhausted, shit, every hour was torture. But here's where everything transpires. She called me a liar, I said, baby, let's just chill, I'm tired. Shit escalated, I was getting pissed off. I told her to get lost, she put on a fucking lip gloss. Slammed the door, I planned for war, but I said, fuck it, why am I trying to understand her for? I let her go, that was my biggest mistake. But when she left the crib, it was like a spit in the face. Later on, she sending me texts, saying I'm the man she respects. And she left cause she was feeling neglect. She leaves the girl's house and starts walking home. Keeps dialing my number, but I'm not talking on the phone. She texting that she misses me. She says she's almost home and can't wait to grab my face to start kissing me. Now here's where life starts dealing bad blows. A drunk driver asshole speeding down back roads. Approaching my chick, but she don't even notice it. Cause she on the phone texting, focused on this. Then the impact, broken legs and a limb snap. A spine twist and my baby's ribs crack. Back to the start now, I hop in the whip. Ain't conscious of shit, full throttle that bitch. Rush into the scene, buck 20 or better. Gunning down lights, don't give a fuck about the weather. My heart racing, I start praying she good. Hands shaking, I'm seconds from the spot by the woods. My car pulls up, and I run to her side. She bleeding, I'm screaming, and I'm wondering why. I look into her eyes, then she started to cry. She whispers, I love you, and couldn't hear my reply. I called the cops and looked to the right. See skid marks in the back of his lights, now I'm taking his life. I run in my car, the rain started to pour. Grabbed a gun from the compartment, then I walked to his door. Pulled him from the window, then drug him to the floor. Told him to get on his knees, then I started to draw. I look at his face with hate and aggression. Finger on the trigger, but then this takes a different direction. Please, I'm just asking for forgiveness. God is my witness, you could take my life in an instant. So I start thinking, police lights in the distance. They made a final decision. And even though it's sickening, I could have done it with the quickness, but decided not to take her from existence. Now I'm living in a hard place, always angry, but I understand that God gives and God takes. That night revenge could have been an option, but I knew there was a high power looking down and watching. And even though I made the right move, depression's what I fight through, cause I could have grabbed her that night too. So listen while I spread a fact, if you love something, cherish it, cause real talk, you may never get it back. You may never get it back. Yeah. Never get it back.